Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to everyone here on the East Coast, and good morning to those of you joining us out west. And I know we do have some international listeners, so good day to all of you as well. Thank you for joining us today on Life Coach Chat. We're very excited about our topic today. I'm Mandy Rosniak, I'm Inner Wing Coaching, and I'm happy to be joined today by Philomena Ayoria Tashaluk of Bounce Life Coaching, and Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. Today we'll be discussing living your authentic self and what it can cost you if you don't. So as we get into our topic in a few minutes, if a listener would like to call in with a question, have a comment, or anything such as that, the number they can reach us on is 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. So before we get into our topic, I'd like to give Philomena and Leanne and myself a chance to introduce ourselves, give you a little bit of background of who we are, our coaching businesses, and how you can get in touch with us. So I'd like to get started here. Philomena, how about you start us off today and let the audience know a little bit about yourself, your coaching, and how they can reach you after the show.
Sure. Thanks, Mandy. Hi. My name is Philomena Ayoria Tashaluk, and I am the founder of Bounce Life Coaching. And what I do is I help businesses and individuals learn how to manage stress by becoming the master of their emotions. So whether they're struggling with weight management or they're an entrepreneur trying to start a business, or even if they have an established business and they would like to improve the company culture, I help clients learn to face obstacles with curiosity, make decisions with clarity, and to really enjoy the evolution process, because that's what it truly is. It's an evolution process. And I do this by helping people understand that the most powerful and controllable human stressor in the world is our mind. So once they're able to understand this concept, they learn how to create their own reality. And this leads into them being able to be powerful leaders in all areas of their life with confidence, with clarity. So in addition to individual coaching, I also enjoy facilitating group coaching and workshops. On a personal note, I am a wife and mother to two little girls. I am a former photojournalist, and I love to travel. I love learning about different cultures, and I love to photograph my life, especially my children. If you'd like to learn more about myself and my coaching practice, please visit my website, which is www.bounce-life.com. I can also be reached at philomena@bounce-life.com. And my name is spelled F as in Frank, ILOMENA@bounce-life.com. Thank you.
Well, great, and thank you for joining us again today. I'm very excited. You and I have done quite a bit of work together, so I'm feeling like I'm getting close to being able to recite your website information myself. So I'm looking forward to that today. But I'm also very, very happy today to getting the chance to have Leanne Parsons join us today and have her do the work, especially since we're going to be talking about authenticity with a title of the Walk Your Talk Coach. I have a feeling she's going to have a lot of great things to bring to the table today. So in that, Leanne, if you'd like to take a few minutes to tell the audience about yourself and your coaching and how they can reach you after the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mandy. Well, I am Leanne Parsons, the CEO of La Dolce Vita Coaching, and I am the Walk Your Talk Coach. And I primarily work with people who really, they want to walk their talk. They have been talking and their whole life about the different areas that they'd like to make changes in their life. They have been trying to live life maybe with a mask on, and they're ready to pull that off. I'm really excited to talk about the authenticity topic today because in my practice, I deal with authenticity and identity every day, and I am really honored to be part of this talk. You know, when we think about walking your talk and living the life that you were created to live, we often get stuck trying to figure out who we really are. And so that is a lot of my practice, is helping people to weed through, pull out who they really are, and help them to live fully in their values. And on a personal note, I'm a former homeschool mom. I have been married to the same man for almost 29 years. I am also an adoptee. So I have a lot of personal stories with just identity and authenticity. And I just really desire to help people face their fears and insecurities. And this journey that we call life is full of many challenges. And so here we go. And we are ready to talk about that today. And if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at www.walkyourtalkwithleanne.com. You can also reach me on Twitter at Leanne the Coach and on LinkedIn. So there's several different ways you can get a hold of me. I also do public speaking, group coaching, and workshops within my practice. And I am really thankful to be here with both of you today and look forward to our time.
Great. Well, we're very happy to have you today, and looking forward to all the information you're going to be able to offer on this topic, since it's something you obviously focus on as a primary piece. So I'm here to let everybody know about myself a little bit. My name is Mandy Rosniak, and I am the Inner Winning Coaching is my company name, and my website is www.coachmandy.com. And my email I can be reached at is mandy@coachmandy.com. And on Facebook, you could reach me at Inner Winning Coaching. And then I also have a Twitter page as well, and it's at Life Coach Mandy. So to tell you a little bit about myself and the work I do, I work with athletes to help them maximize their potential by doing everything we can to quiet that negative self-talk, the fears, and all those doubts that hold them back from being their best selves. We work on training the brains so they can up their game and ignite that inner greatness so they can live and play fearless, focused, and free. And one of the things, and some of the ways we go about doing that, is we look at values, we look at their confidence, we'll work on leadership, focus, and a whole other number of things that are going to be the types of traits and characteristics that are going to help them both on and off the field. And my background is, for 20 years I was a college softball coach, so I have a lot of experience of working with high-level athletes and understanding the fact that a lot of times when their struggles happen on the field, it's never usually about the skills and drills of the sport. It's always the other stuff that's going on. So that's where I got really interested in doing this work, was because I really like to help these kids or help the adults take who and how they are and try to just bring out that little bit better outside of them. And by focusing on some of these areas and things like that, we're working to have the athletes gain improved performance on the field, in the classroom, their personal relationships with their teammates, coaches, roommates, just the different people in their lives. And for those people who are post-school athletes, those weekend warriors or those competitive athletes who work 9 to 5 and then participate in those, you know, competitions at night or on the weekends, it's the same kind of thing. It helps them with their mindset to help them get more out of themselves, from their performances, their relationships, their career, and all those kinds of things. So it's very exciting stuff that I love to do, working with the athletes, and like I said, to sort of bring out that inner greatness that sometimes we leave tapped down inside of us. So there again, I think that's where today's topic, the authenticity piece, is so interesting, because it's so much of bringing out our inner greatness has to start with us, you know, being and living our true selves. So that's a little bit about myself, and, you know, looking forward now to sort of getting into our topic. And I just want to remind our listeners one more time, if they'd like to call in and with a comment or a question, the number is 646-716-9397. So today we're going to be talking about living your authentic self. And what does that mean? And then what can it cost you if you're not doing that? And so to start out, you know, authenticity is about being trustworthy, about being genuine. It's about not being false. It feels like it's about taking off the mask to show all of who you are to be seen, which is why I personally feel that authenticity is so closely connected to vulnerability. You know, I found a couple of quotes here that I think sort of sum this up really, really well. It's, you know, talks about authenticity is the alignment of head, mouth, heart, and feet. Thinking, saying, feeling, and doing the same thing consistently. And that's where you build trust, which I thought was a great quote. And I also have another quote from one of my favorite people right now out there, and that's Brené Brown. And she does so much work. She does a lot of work with vulnerability, but yet, obviously, that brings out the authenticity aspect. And the quote that she has is, authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let our true selves be seen. So in that, opening up that with some definitions of authenticity, some thoughts and feelings behind authenticity. Leanne, we're going to get started with you here. And with you being the Walk Your Talk coach, you've already expressed that authenticity is a vital piece to the work you do. So tell us what authenticity means to you within the work you do.
Absolutely. So when I think of authenticity, I think it's just what you said. You know, those quotes were beautiful, Mandy. And the other words that I'd like to add to that are genuine. Being very, very real and not an imitation. So oftentimes in life, we let other people dictate who we think we are. It could be our belief systems. It could be our family. It could be some key person in our life who has really spoken into our life and really given us an idea of what and who we should be, what and who we should look like. And then that can get all muddied kind of in our world and in our mind. And I truly believe, just like Philomena shared earlier, just about it all starts, you know, kind of in the context of our thoughts. And so this authenticity piece can come in, we can hear so many different voices of who we are, what we're supposed to look like I said, and who we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to think, when I truly believe that God has given each one of us a very unique created being. It's kind of like the fabric of our lives. He has woven us together. He's given us this real unique piece. And oftentimes we allow the different circumstances or people in our lives to start pulling threads away from our life's tapestry. And then all of a sudden we're left with all of these holes that we're looking to have filled by the different things in our lives. And so being truly authentic in my perspective is really reclaiming those threads that life has been pulled away or that we have so freely given away and, replacing them to be the original created being that we were designed and destined to be.
No, definitely great information there. And I've already written down the word genuine because I know that that's something I'd like to go back to as we move forward today because you brought up some great points. And thank you for sharing all that. And so now, Philomena, how about yourself? I pose that same question to you. Tell us what authenticity means to you within the work.
Well, for me, Mandy, when I think of authenticity, I think of being sincere, of being natural, spontaneous, open. So the simplest way that I can describe it is, think of the times when you're around people that you're comfortable, when you may be around family or close friends, and imagine having that feeling all the time with everyone that you meet. You're able to say what you want to say because you know that they're not going to judge you and you're not going to judge them. So an authentic person is really able to articulate and act on the same set of values and beliefs regardless of who he or she is with and what they expect. It's having the courage to say no and not regret it afterwards. It means truly knowing yourself, knowing your limitations and your strengths. It means being secure with yourself and knowing what you want in life and having a deep understanding of your values and incorporating it in your daily life. So, you know, values really is closely tied with authenticity because when we are clear on our personal values and we can effectively apply it to either our personal and professional life, it gives us greater integrity. It makes us authentic.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing how some of these topics, these, you know, authenticity, values, vulnerability, they all are just so linked together. And I think sometimes we sort of compartmentalize things so much that we forget that, you know, one sort of connects to the other, and it's almost like, you know, the hip bone connecting to the shin bone kind of concept. And again, some great points without a doubt. Just a question that kind of actually popped up for me that I want to throw out to you guys, and sort of I am sort of springing this on you, but it was a question that popped up was, you know, I think for me it feels that like fear is what drives people to sort of not be authentic. I think fear, unfortunately, is sort of like a baseline for a lot of people. You're either fearful or you're not, and I know that sounds so simplistic, but I think so many people, fear actually is a driver of their life. And as I said, I feel that fear drives people to not be authentic. And maybe speak a little bit about that to, you know, what is it about the fear, or what is the fear that's driving people to not be authentic? And Leanne, I'll start with you.
Okay, great. You know, I'm really thankful that you brought that up, Mandy, because fear is a huge, huge piece of that. I totally agree with you. And insecurities kind of jump in there right with that fear. You know, we get so wrapped up into what other people think of us that we stop being who we are. We live in a state of fear. I think I had another show I did on fear and insecurity, and it was just very, very huge, the different acronyms that go with fear. And I'm going to find them before I'm done here. But, you know, I think that if we are not willing to be the same person inside of our house that we are outside of our house, you know, we need to take a really hard look at the reasons why. And oftentimes fear, shame, insecurities, pride, all of those things can rear their ugly heads and stop us. And I am really of the belief that every thought that we have is either fear-based, love, or faith-based. And so when we look at all of that, you know, it kind of starts in our mind about how we're going to perceive the situations and how we're going to see that other people perceive the situations that are going on in our lives. And so truly walking out who we are and our value system can get very, very stopped by that fear. And I just, you know, tag shame in there just because so many of us live, like I was saying earlier, with those threads pulled out that have left these holes, and we're not quite sure where to fill them.
Absolutely.
That's
a great
yes. Excellent. No, I'm sorry, Mandy. No, that's a great point, Leanne. You know, we're so wrapped up, we're so fearful of what other people think. And I was reading one of Brene Brown's book, and she actually mentions that, how fearful our society is. And we tie a lot of things to numbers. You know, we're constantly reading things in the media, whether it's magazines or news or whatever it may be. And, you know, we hear things like, well, how many people in society have a college degree, or how many people in society are religious, or whatever, how many people in society are overweight. So we're constantly looking at numbers, and that makes us fearful. Well, you know, most of my friends are you know, for instance, having sex 3 times a week. So maybe I should be doing that. You know, so we're constantly fearful of things, and that fear really leads to shame. We don't want to have that feeling of shame, and shame sabotages our efforts to be truly authentic. You know, if we're so fearful of having that feeling of shame, we're not ever going to be authentic with ourselves and with other people. So if we're able to work our way out of shame, you know, those who can overcome that shame, they can lead an authentic life.
Mm-hmm. So then I apologize there. It sounds as if maybe your phone cut out, because I actually didn't hear you, and then it kind of came back. So, you know, maybe if you can remember that last line you were trying to say, if that's possible.
Sure. So I was talking about shame. So let me see if I can remember it here. So I was saying with shame, you know, being fearful and that leading to shame. Nobody wants to have that feeling of shame. Okay. If someone does not have fear in their life, they're able to overcome shame. And by being able to easily overcome shame, we're able to lead a more authentic life, because shame is really what sabotages our efforts to be truly authentic.
Yeah, and that's and so those pieces you're talking about are fantastic. And you know, and what comes up for me as you both were talking and sharing those pieces, you know, so much of it, you know, again, we're talking about authenticity, and now, you know, we're bringing up how shame and fear and all these things come in, because it obviously trails back to self-worth, and it trails back to that, to the inner strength, the inner worth. From that place of, you know, from that very young age, you know, when kids start to look outside of themselves for acceptance and for approval, and doing what they're doing or being who and how they are, it's those little moments that happen that all of a sudden they start to, you know, where we start to question our lovability, our ability to be accepted, our ability to you know, fit in. And you know, it's obviously when you dial it back that far, you know, and you're trying to look at it, it's those little things that can start. And as I was saying, as if it starts with our self worth, because if our self worth is solid and we have that foundation, which again I believe goes then back to our values, as you've already brought up, when you have that solid foundation, and I like to use the analogy, it's like a trunk of a tree, then I think it's easier to start to be that more authentic self, because inside there's that solidity, so that you're not looking for the outside approval. Because isn't that in a lot of what you both you're talking about and examples we're giving, is we're looking for that outside piece. We're looking, you know, the media now, you know, again referencing Brené Brown, one of the things she talks about, you know, now with Facebook being so popular and the, you know, Twitter pages, it's how many Twitter followers do we have? How many Facebook likes do we get from a posting that we're putting our value on? And if our value is then connected to our sense of worth, well, we're then going to tweak and change our ability to be authentic, because, well, obviously who and how I'm showing up isn't working because nobody liked my post that I just did, or nobody's following me on Twitter, or all these kinds of things. And so I think that then affects our ability to be authentic, because it's not starting from inside first, and we're looking for all that outside approval. So, you know, it's again, also interconnected. But I believe it's, you know, it's hard to be authentic when you're looking outside to find out how valuable am I? And there's this real great quote that I hope I can remember it as I'm thinking of it right now, but, you know, true happiness comes when we're no longer intoxicated by praise, or we're affected by disapproval. And that's not the exact quote, but it's something that affects. Like, in other words, we don't get high when somebody thinks we've done something well, and we don't get low when somebody has, you know, not liked something we've done. And I think that all is very, very much connected to authenticity.
Right. I mean, it's
great quote. I love
hard.
That.
It is a great quote, and it is hard to be authentic, to be truly authentic when you're seeking outside approval, because it may not necessarily be aligned with what your values are, and it's hard work. You know, you're constantly working to please other people rather than, you know, figuring out what it is that is truly making you happy and what it is that you truly want in life. You know, I'm sure everyone knows someone in their life, or they've met someone in their life that is very well respected by others. And, you know, the reason why many people respect certain leaders is because they can see their authenticity. They may not necessarily agree with their thoughts or their views, but one thing that authentic leaders have is they're secure, they're clear in their values, and they have certain expectations of themselves as well as others. So this is something that we naturally revere in others, and we strive to maintain that in our own lives. And it's when you have that authenticity, when you're able to lead an authentic life, others will feel comfortable around you. and you will feel comfortable in your own skin as well.
Absolutely, and those are very important qualities. I just love that you both brought all of that up, because all of those different things can come in. You know, shame can corrode the piece of us that believes that we're even capable of change and even capable to see beyond other people's view of us, because oftentimes if we were to hold a mirror or someone else is holding a mirror up to us, it's a very, it's kind of like at the wacky houses, it's very distorted when we allow other people to do that. But when we, you know, truly step into our own identity and who we really are, it's a beautiful picture of uniqueness, creativity, and love. And I think oftentimes we don't fully appreciate nor love ourselves. And I think that's part of that authenticity piece as well, is when we truly love ourselves and we understand the source of that love, then we can give that back out to other people, feeling fully alive and being in alignment with our individual values and purpose.
Right. Exactly. And not only that, but, you know, as human beings, we are naturally social beings, okay? So it's mm-hmm. natural for us to want to be with other people and to want to have relationships with other people. When we are authentic, when we know our values and we're clear on them, we are going to naturally attract people that are in align with our values and that are authentic like us. So it's actually, you're going to be working less because you're clear. You know exactly what you want out of life. You know who you are, and you know the people that you want to be around. And you're going to naturally attract those kind of people.
Absolutely. Well said.
So I had another thought here, another quick question. And just in regards to, you know, we're talking about the authenticity and, you know, so you hear the phrase all the time, be real, go be real already. What might be a tip or a tool you might use or just a something you might do with a client who maybe you're sensing that this is an issue for them, their authenticity is an issue that they need to sort of, it would benefit them to tap into inside themselves to let more authenticity out. Leanne, I'll start with you. Like, what might be something, obviously, since it's a big piece of what you do with your clients, what might be there something you do when you have someone where you can really sense that, hey, we've got to really kind of go inside a little bit here to pull out their be real aspect?
Absolutely. Well, I have a tool that I use within my practice where I really encourage the folks that I'm working with to write down all the qualities that they can think of that are an ideal. Maybe they're going to look at somebody that they really admire, kind of like Philomena was sharing earlier about we attract into our lives and we see the beauty around us with the character qualities that we desire to see in ourselves. And we are drawn to those. And so I ask my folks to think about, my goodness, what is your ideal? So say somebody wants to grow in integrity. Well, what does a person of integrity look like? What do they sound like? What do they talk like? And I have them kind of list those qualities down. And then we pick out the top ones that are extremely important to them. And we rate those. And then we kind of talk through the issue of the areas that they'd like to improve on. So then I'll use kind of a values assessment with them. And I'll have them rate how well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well are you? Being honest, you know, what does that look like for you? When you are talking to somebody in the grocery line and they ask you how your day is, you know, do you just turn around and say fine? Or do you stop just for a moment and say, wow, thank you for asking. You know, I'm having a pretty good day. How about you? Or whatever, you know, just being genuinely involved in other people's lives and being honest with yourself. So we look at those kind of things, and then we start writing up a plan for changing and altering, amending their different beliefs, their feelings, their attitudes that are going to best support them and help them step into that authentic life that maybe they've left behind on the side of the road somewhere. That's just one tool that I use. I have a whole pocketful, but that's one that I really enjoy and get a tremendous amount of benefit.
That's great. And there was something you said in there that I thought was just fantastic about, you know, just about the piece of because we do sometimes look outside of ourselves, of look outside of yourself and what do you admire in someone else, and then look at that and sort of then try to relate it back to yourself. Because it to be able to make that connection, I think sometimes people don't want to, you know, they don't want to sort of build themselves up. They don't want to maybe write something down about themselves. But if I can write it down about somebody else, oh, yeah, I like that trait or I like that characteristic in that person, then it's okay to maybe accept it about themselves because they're not in a place to be able to do it. You know, they can't identify that in themselves yet. So by going and doing that exercise, that you know, sounds like a great piece to be able to sort of help them bridge that gap, I guess you would say. How about you, Philomena? Any thoughts or anything specific that you
Yeah, definitely. Well, a lot of times with my clients, especially with my clients that are dealing with stress eating, many times it has to do with self-esteem, okay? And one of the things linked to authenticity that's very important is to have that strong self-esteem, because when you have that genuine self-esteem, it requires you avoiding self-betrayal. So you can't be true to yourself and betray your authenticity at the same time, okay? So this does not mean that we don't have any filters and that we're just going to say whatever it is that we have on our mind. But what it does mean is to learn how to be empathetic. And empathy is really important, okay, because it means that when I say empathy, it doesn't mean just giving empathy to other people, but receiving empathy as well. So giving and receiving empathy. And a lot of times we forget to receive, but it's just as important because we need to hold ourselves to the same standards as we hold others. So we need to learn to respond to ourselves empathetically and understanding. By learning to be empathetic with ourselves, that increases our self-esteem. And when we increase our self-esteem, it makes us a more authentic person. So I delve more into the self-esteem, really dissecting that, understanding, you know, how they feel about themselves, how do they view themselves, and who do they want to be in the near future? And similar to Leanne, writing down, you know, a list of different characteristics, different traits that they admire and that they want to have. And also really having a frank conversation. How realistic is this for you? Because there may be someone they look up to, a leader whose characteristics that they admire, but how realistic is that for you to develop those characteristics? How much time and effort do you want to put into that? And being realistic is really important in when it comes to being successful.
Absolutely, great. And I think bringing up that piece about empathy is very important because it's it goes to where we have to look at ourselves, but we also, even though we're talking about, you know, being grounded for ourselves, but when you have empathy, it's because you are sort of more connected to yourself, so you can then have more compassion for outside, as you know, for other people as well. I think it's hard to have compassion for anybody else or have empathy for anyone else or yourself if, again, you're not authentic. You know, not to sort of, you know, have the dog chase its tail here, but I definitely agree and think that those things are all well connected, without a doubt.
Right.
You know,
and a lot of people, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to restate what I stated earlier. You know, a lot of people are you know, they understand empathy. They know how to be empathetic towards others, but they forget about themselves. They forget to forgive themselves. They forget to be understanding towards themselves, with themselves, and to be empathetic with themselves. And again, that ties into with shame and really being able to get over shame. And each time we're not empathetic with ourselves, if we've done something that in our eyes is shameful, that chips away from our authenticity. So all of these things, it's just kind of like one big vicious cycle, you know, and once you're able to break that cycle, it can lead to really creating a truly authentic self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great points and information. And it was very, so it was interesting as you guys were talking to sort of be, you know, thinking about the question myself. And I would say that I do some of the similar things and sort of just maybe a slight shift on one of the exercises would be taking a look at the values, taking a look at the sort of descriptors of having someone, you know, write down, you know, some descriptions or descriptor words of themselves. And one of the things I've found that's really, really important is to have a list available to them. I know sometimes when you try to present to somebody and you say, you know, how are you feeling or how do you or what do you feel about this or that, you know, they say good, they say bad. But, you know, have those lists of, you know, values or different descriptor words available. But have them write down some descriptors, then have them identify the top four or five that they feel most connect to them. And then a really powerful tool, you know, exercise to go along with that is to, and I'm sure you both have done this, but you then put the word I am in front of it, and then all of a sudden it's as if they're making that statement about themselves. And it's great sometimes when you see the, you sort of see the, like, light inside of the eyes, like turn on, because they've never really done that for themselves. They've never looked at themselves as, you know, in sort of that positive way. They've always deflected everything outside again. You know, so it's putting those descriptors down and then throwing those two very, very powerful words in front of them of I am. And it's a great sometimes to help that light bulb go off and help them also identify with the fact that that's then who they are, and which is what we're talking about in the authenticity, because I think many times, again, people don't take the time or haven't taken the time to do that. So that's just a, you know, a tool or tip that I've used and has been found to be very effective. And now before we move on, just want to remind our callers again, if anybody wants, or listeners, if anybody would like to call in or have a comment on anything we're talking about or a question, the number here is 646-716-9397. And I just want to take a very brief moment to just let you know about some upcoming shows we have on both Life Coach Radio Network and our sister station, the International Life Coach Radio Network. This afternoon on International Life Coach Radio Network, we have today at 3 p.m., we have Jill, and I apologize for her saying her name here, Jill Birdie Davey, a transformational money coach, will discuss three ways to heal your relationship with money. And then tomorrow night, we actually have our own guest here, Leanne Parsons, who will be talking about her topic on endurance with special guest Tim White, and she'll be speaking more about that at the end of the show here today. But that'll be tomorrow night, Thursday, August 1st at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday, we also have fellow co-hosts here today, Philomena, along with Annette Johnson and Danielle Mund. We'll be doing Life Coach Chat on our sister station, International Life Coach Radio Network, at noon on Friday, August 2nd. And they will be talking about the power of self-talk, new perspectives, and possibilities. So those are just some of the shows we have coming up. So in moving forward now, we've been talking about some of these pieces, and we've been talking about how important authenticity is and all that. What's the cost to someone who doesn't live an authentic self or life? And I'll throw that out to you, Leanne, first, and give us your thoughts on what it costs someone when they don't live that authentic self or life.
Great. Thanks, Mandy. You know, I can really speak with tremendous confidence on this topic because I kind of walked this road in my own life for quite a while. And the result of that, of not letting myself be seen or really realizing who I was in my own self and who I was created to be, was I lost my voice. And when I say that, it resonates with a lot of people. And so when I say that to you, Mandy, that I lost my voice, what comes up for you?
Just put that you were invisible. You were invisible. Lost your voice, would not be seen. You became invisible.
You're absolutely powerless.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what else happened was that I didn't think that my words were important. I didn't think that who I was as a woman was super important. I kind of put myself on the back burner for a lot of years. And my voice was stifled to the point of, gosh, I had to really stop and look, who am I really? And what are my values? What does all that look like? So I think one of the tragic things that can happen when we are not fully authentic, when we're not walking in our truth, when we're not willing to be seen or loving with a whole heart or any of that, means that we have lost, we've lost our voice, we've lost who we truly are. And the other tragic thing that can happen is that we stop being gentle and kind to ourselves. And we are very, very hard on ourselves. We're very critical of ourselves. And then the ripple effect of that is that we can turn that around and become very critical or judgmental of other people. Because I think when we lose our own voice, when we're not being authentic, when we're not allowing others to see us and really seeing ourselves as we were created to be, then all of a sudden we become, it's uncharted territory. We become, well, for one, very vulnerable, but we become weak in our sense of self, and we have a real negative view on life. And then all of a sudden, the ability to be grateful and thankful and to walk in joy and to walk in hope is incredibly robbed from us. And then we kind of look out at this world with a heart of despair instead of really, you know, kind of wearing, I like to call it a garment of praise. You know, we're kind of choosing every morning to put on that garment of praise when we wake up in the morning. And that's, you know, a choice that I've even had to make in my own life as I have been given my voice back. And part of that is what brought me into coaching. You know, different circumstances in my life, I let take apart, like I was saying earlier, those fabrics of my true authentic self. And so rebuilding that and putting those threads back together again and gaining my voice and kind of singing my song, walking my talk, has allowed me to really, you know, fully walk into myself and my new sense of gratitude and truly loving others for who they are and granting them the gift I want them to give me back about being really who they are without living up to my expectation, but just living up to the person they were created to be is a gift that it's just priceless.
Great insight there, and thank you for sharing your story, because I think that helps people when, you know, when you're looking at it from a standpoint of, well, you know, yeah, of course she can do that, that's the work she does, but the work you do is because of where you came from. And so obviously, in not to sound too cliche-ish here, but you've walked the walk and you're living this authentic life, but because of where you've come from and the work that you had to do to get here. So I think that you know, is so great, and that thank you for sharing that. And it leads to your ability to truly speak about everything we're talking about today. So thank you again. And so, Philomena, how about yourself? What are your thoughts in regards to, you know, the cost of to someone for not living that authentic self?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's very similar to Leanne's in that when we're not being authentic and we're not living an authentic life, we really feel disconnected from ourselves. You know, we're oftentimes so influenced by what other people think and so overwhelmed with trying to be who other people need us to be that we actually lose touch with ourselves. We put ourselves down on the list of things to take care of, okay? And when we stop making ourselves a priority, we forget who we are, and then we stop caring for ourselves. And if you think about it, you know, I like to use the analogy, everyone, I'm sure every adult, has had a job that they didn't care about or that they hated, okay, with passion. And what happens when you go to that job that you disliked so much? Basically, you would just put in the bare minimum. you wouldn't put any effort into in improving that job because you're just going there just to get in and get out. And when we start treating ourselves that way, it's hard to take care of something that you don't like. And that's why it's really so important to put yourself a priority. Make yourself a priority. That improves your self-esteem. That improves your self-esteem, and that leads to having a more authentic life. You know, especially so many women with stress eaters, you know, with one of the things with stress eating is their people are being pulled in so many different directions. So they're stressed out, and they end up using food as a coping mechanism. Well, learning how to say no. You know, learning how to say no. No, because you want to take care of yourself. By taking care of yourself, you're investing. You're investing time in yourself. Because if you don't invest time in yourself in the future, you're not going to be able to help other people. You're not going to be able to do the things that you say you're going to do, and you end up being useful to yourself and to society as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's again, great sharing of information there. I'm sure our listeners are taking some great pieces here. You know, and as you're both talking, it's funny because, you know, as you're talking about things, it's always interesting of what always pops up, you know, in your thoughts as you guys are both sharing different things. And I know for me, as you were talking, some of the things that it sort of sparked as to what I feel like it costs people is, it feels as if it costs, even though we're the own designers of our own happiness and things like that, but I feel like it costs people happiness, love, connection, because it leaves us feeling like there's a void in our lives. Because when we're not being authentic, you know, as Leanne, as you already stated, it's like we're giving away our power, we're giving away our voice. And I think in doing that, we're also giving away our trust, because people, when you are looking to be able to trust you, and how can they trust you when they don't feel that you're being authentic? And so I feel like, you know, again, if we're living in that little bit of a shell, or we're living from that place of fear, and we're not being vulnerable, not allowing ourselves to be exposed and to be and live authentic, that's, you know, those are the things that we're giving up, our opportunities to create more happiness or have more happiness, like I said, love or connection, and trust, because people aren't going to trust you if they don't think you're being real with them, if they don't think the true you is showing up. And, you know, a perfect example here, and obviously with my sports background and the work I do with athletes, perfect example right now in the news is, for those of you who aren't familiar with what's happening, but Alex Rodriguez is probably going to end up getting a lifetime ban from playing baseball because of using enhancing, you know, steroids and enhancing drugs, performance-enhancing drugs. But what's found really interesting about that is, and where this relates to authenticity, is one of the things about someone like him, and I heard this said this morning, is he's one of these people you just never believe anything that's coming out of his mouth. You know, he has lived this, like, you know, tried to live this life of perfectness, and he's gone about things in such an unauthentic way that nobody believes this guy. Nobody has any faith in him. Nobody even has any sense of you just never know what, you never believe what's going to come out of his mouth because he has lived such an inauthentic life. And I bring that up to tie it back to, like, the trust factor, is that when people just, you know, feel that you're being completely fake and that you're constantly living and putting on this facade, well, there goes the trust. And if you don't have trust with people, there goes your ability to make connection. And if you don't have connection, there's going to be your ability to have, you know, lasting and deep relationships. And if you want to then continue to, you know, have the snowball go down the road, you know, or down the hill, then, you know, does that tie in and lead to your happiness? So, you know, I think that those are some of the pieces that, you know, of what it can cost you when you aren't authentic is it just really sort of, you know, can hit you in so many different areas of your life.
Absolutely, that ripple effect. I just think of, you know, tossing a pebble into the pond. You know, the ripple goes all the way past the shore. We don't even know how far. And, you know, it's really true, Mandy, and I just really appreciate both of your thoughts today. I am just so encouraged by our conversation. This authenticity, genuine mess, you know, reclaiming our lives is a very important piece that each one of us can have the courage and confidence to walk into.
Definitely, definitely. And one thing I wanted to say with your example of Alex Rodriguez is for people out there that have not been living a very authentic life and they see the ripple effects, they see that, you know, they've lost the trust in others and that they've lost the respect of others and really they've lost the respect within themselves. That doesn't mean that you cannot change. There is hope out there and that you can change. And some of the examples that we gave today is really a great starting point, you know, and having someone hold you accountable to that will help you, will, you know, basically really help you change more effectively and quicker in leading the life that you want to.
Absolutely. If I just can just echo the accountability piece, I just want to put a big exclamation point with that, Philomena and Mandy, because I think that that's just key. Because when we desire to make the changes in our lives, oftentimes those fears and insecurities and lack of vulnerability, lack of authenticity can truly stop us from taking the steps forward that we need to make. And when we have somebody, like I often say in my practice, you know, when I stand shoulder to shoulder with people, when we have someone to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in those times that we want to make the change often can happen more authentically, more transparently, and more real than it could happen on our own, and oftentimes at a faster pace because of that accountability.
Well, we do have someone who has called in, and since we do people who have the ability to call in and listen, I am going to just ask if the person who is on the line with us with the area code of 250, I'm not going to give their whole phone number, but the area code of 250, if they do have a question or a comment, when I bring you up, you can please let us know what that is. And if you are calling in just to sort of listen via the phone, then no worries, you don't have to speak, and we'll just I'll put you back on hold, and you can continue to listen as we finish up today's show. So I'm going to go to the caller at area code 250. So I'm just asking.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
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 Great show.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes,
great
show. Introduce yourself. Thank you.
This is Lynn Brunette calling. You were talking about the cost of inauthenticity at work, and I can tell you there's a huge cost. That was me about 6 years ago, going to a job that I hated, did not want to be there. I used to complain to a coworker all the time that I just didn't want to be there anymore, that I just wasn't supposed to be there, and I felt that I had to hold back what I wanted to say, and I used to wish out loud to this coworker that I wish there was a way I could go on disability so I didn't have to come to work, but I could still make some money because it was, God forbid, I quit my job because I hated it so much. And eventually in 2 months later, I woke up one morning and I couldn't walk and I couldn't go to work. So I had really brought about what I wanted, not in the best way, but that's what happened is I became physically disabled and I couldn't walk or stand for 4 months. And that then forced me to really look at who I was and what did I really want and really be true to myself. So if you don't want to manifest something that's unpleasant, don't do that. Be authentic. Listen to these ladies and take heed because that can be a cost of not being true to who you are and what you really want and what your dreams are. You really have to pay attention to that or life will slap you upside the head. So that is a cost. I just wanted to share that with the listeners.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story, and you know, sorry to hear that you had to experience that. And is everything good with you now?
Oh yeah, great. Took about 4 months that I could be able to stand up a little bit. Couldn't walk too long, but I got better and better as I started figuring out what I wanted with my life, and took about a year, and now I swim and dance and run, and I have no problems. The clearer I got, the better I got.
That's wonderful, Lynn. And this is Philomena. May I ask you, how did you learn what you wanted out of life? What steps did you take?
I just got really quiet. I just really started thinking back on my life. And what were the things that got me jazzed? What were the things that got me excited and filled me up, and the things that I had enjoyed, and the things that piqued my interests and touched me? And I just started thinking about those things. And, and then I just more and more started coming to me, and that's really how it started. And taking a risk. I had to take a risk to say, I'm not going to go back to that job once I'm better. But I have this other plan, so that I felt better about it. Yes, I'm going back to that job that I hated so much, but I have another plan now. I have another direction. And until I make that happen, I'll go back to my job. So I gave myself a deadline. So it made me feel better going back to the place, because I knew I wasn't going to stay there. I felt trapped before, and that was the problem, is I felt that I didn't have a choice, and I had lost who I was. So getting clear was the first step, was really just not fighting it. You know, okay, I can't walk. Okay, well, gee, I get to watch those movies now that I never get to watch, or read those books that I'm always too busy to read, and just be still and just give a review of my life.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And it almost sounds like going on the disability was really a blessing in disguise. Because it made you, that's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Good luck.
Good luck.
So it's amazing how, hearing her story was so great. I'm so glad she called in and shared with us, because what's really, really interesting about that, and as a side note, we're quickly running out of time here, but is when she talked about the fact that, you know, she thought to herself, I would, you know, almost wish I could go on disability, because then I could get out of this job, and yet she actually manifested that thought. And what was great for her is, unfortunately, she had to go through what she did, and yet she was able to work herself through it and then do the work to get clear on the other side. So it sounds as if the story has a happy ending, even though she had to go through it in sort of a, you know, a little bit of a not ideal way. But, again, I thought that was a great sharing by her part. And so as we get to the point here where we're needing to wrap up and get everything set here, if we could just take, we'll start with you, Leanne, just take just a very, very brief, maybe last sharing thought on today's topic, when the next time you're going to be on, and just how the listeners can reach you after the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you. What a great show. I'm just really a privilege to be with each of you. And, you know, I often think of The Sound of Music when I think of authenticity. And my favorite song in that movie is, when you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything. And when we know our life's message, when we walk in our full authentic self, when we are willing to embrace the women and men that we were created to be and to fully walk with confidence and courage in that, we can sing anything. And just remembering that our stories are not our message. They're just part of what brings us, you know, to that place of authenticity. And embracing each moment and celebrating the triumphs and the tragedies in our lives to bring us to that peace is just such a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And like we shared at the beginning of the show, I will be on again tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And I will be interviewing a super fun guy. His name is Tim White. He's from Northern California. He was raised a farm worker. He joined the Navy at 18. He was in the Navy for 25 years. He had incredibly vast experiences in international conflict. He's been in Afghanistan and Iraq. He now works in my town at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. And he is a physical, mental endurance guy. And so he is joining me tomorrow evening to talk about endurance, character building, and all the things that go along with that. So I really want to strongly encourage our listeners to listen in and chime in if they would like. It's a great opportunity to ask questions and to be encouraged on this road of endurance that each one of us are on. And
great.
Again,
well,
you can reach
you,
me. Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh,
you can reach me again.
Yes.
No, that's okay. You can again reach me at walkyourtalkwithleanne.com, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. So thanks.
Great. Well, thank you for today, and thank you for sharing all your great stuff, and looking forward to hearing you on the radio tomorrow night. And how about you, Philomena? Last little follow-up words and how everybody, when next time you're going to be on and when people could, how people can reach you.
Sure. And I just, wanted to thank the both of you for a great discussion today. And just as a closing thought, I just really wanted to sum up what our caller has said, Lynn Brunette, because she did a really great job at, telling everyone how she was able to lead a more authentic life. And one of the things that she said was, in the beginning, she got quiet. And that's really important, because when we're able to quiet our mind, when we're able to quiet ourselves, we're able to think more clearly. We're able to evaluate our own needs. And we're able to determine what makes us feel connected, what makes us feel powerful, what makes us feel free. All of this will help us in leading a more authentic life. So I really wanted to thank our caller, Lynn, because she just gave us a great, great example on how to do that. And it was perfect timing towards the end of our show. So I will be on air again Friday, August 2nd, with Danielle Mund and Annette Johnson, and it's going to be Free Coaching Friday, so if anyone is interested in being coached on air, please feel free to call in. We'll also be discussing the power of self-talk, new perspectives and possibilities. So if you feel like you always have that inner voice that is, constantly putting you down, you're always feeling disappointed with yourself, this is going to be a great show. We're going to kind of give you some tips and tricks on how to change your language and how to change that thought process so that you can see your life from a whole new perspective. And you'll see that once you do that, you'll be able to see all the opportunities around you and you'll start to live a more wonderful life. I will also be on air again Saturday, August 3rd with Tim Billiker. And we're going to have a great discussion on the race to find your passion. So, a lot of people now are talking about passion, finding your passion, living life with passion. What does that all mean? And how important is it to find your passion to live an authentic and happy life? I can be reached at Philomena at bounce-life.com. Let me spell my name again. That's F as in Frank, I-L-O-M-E-N-A at bounce-life.com. Or you can visit my website, www.bounce-life.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and my ID is at Bounce Life Coach. And thank you again for a great discussion.
Well, great, and thank you, Philomena and Leanne, for the great work you did today. I guess I would just have to say my last little thoughts, and I'll make them quickly here, is just kind of diving back into, Brené Brown and some of her work, because I do really, really believe authenticity and vulnerability are so closely linked. I think they go hand in hand. And that, in her book, Daring Greatly, she starts out with a quote by Theodore Roosevelt, and I won't read the whole thing, but it's just about the fact that you've got to get into the arena. You've got to be the one who's out there showing up, doing the work, getting, the sweat, the sweat on your brow, the mud on your face. Don't listen to the people who are on the sidelines pointing the fingers, giving the opinions, being the naysayers, because they're not the ones who are getting in there, getting dirty, and living that life. So that's the last little piece, I guess, I would say on authenticity is try to identify those fears that are holding you back from just letting that true self out, and just go for it. You know, play to win. You know, get out there in life and just play to win. And so in that, speaking of playing to win, I'm happy to announce that the next time I will be on air will be this Friday, August 2nd at 1 p.m. as I debut my individual show, which will be Train Your Brain and Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. And we'll be talking about all sorts of different topics that they're going to be sports-based, but it's not going to be anything to do with skills and drills with sports and or anything in regards to the on-the-field stuff. It's going to be looking at all the aspects that help create, you know, traits within an athlete and how sports can play a positive role within your life and all those kinds of things. I look at it from the standpoint of I coach the person, not the player. So it's going to be about the person. It's going to be, we're going to be discussing all sorts of topics related to things like that. So, again, that'll be this Friday, August 2nd at 1 p.m. and on Life Coach Radio Network, and I'm very excited about that. And I can be reached at www.coachmandy.com, or you can email me at mandy@coachmandy.com and also find me on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching. And my Twitter feed is at Life Coach Mandy. So, again, I'm very excited to have shared this time with you ladies and learned a lot, as always. And I also just want to take a brief moment here to let you know of some of our upcoming shows within our two stations, which is here, Life Coach Radio Network, and also our sister station, which is the International Life Coach Radio Network. And today on the International Life Coach Radio Network, we have Transformational Money Coach Jill Bernie Davy, that she'll be discussing three ways to heal your relationship with money. And then tomorrow night, as you heard here, will be our own Leanne Parsons. She will be on Life Coach Radio Network at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And then on Friday, it will be Life Coach Chat, as Philomena discussed, Friday, August 2nd at noon, and that will be on the International Life Coach Radio Network. And again, we're very glad to have had everyone join us today, and we hope you were able to take some pieces so you can go out there and live that authentic life. And we want to just wish everybody have a great day and a great rest of the week, and go out there and live it. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.